1994 is Blur's Make or Break year. They had outlived most of their competitors from the first part of the decade. But there were new sounds brewing, many of them a direct response to the lead that Blur's second album had given. The movement even had a name now, Britpop. Almost as soon as the press had labelled the style, however, the knives were out, and the Britpop bands were damned for being retro at best, racist and xenophobic at worst. This was a complete...